HIV and AIDS treatment activist Martha Tolana describes herself as optimistic, hopeful, generous, loving, and determined. The former program manager for health of Gays and Lesbians of Zimbabwe, she is currently the Zimbabwe AIDS Network People of Living with HIV Humanitarian Program Officer, UN Volunteer, and the coordinator of the Network for Zimbabwe Positive Women, NZPW+. Martha is committed to confronting stigma and prejudice and believes in the power ordinary people have when they stand up and speak out. Make sure you attend her session, Broadening African Women's Movements, Experiences from Women Living with and Working on HIV and AIDS, on Monday at 4:30 in Auditorium 2. And listen to Martha speak about the challenges of the HIV movement in Zimbabwe in this clip from a recent interview in Harare.
In Zimbabwe, the way I see it is that the HIV and AIDS movement is no longer there. There are a number of things I think that happened maybe to kill the movement. Key people were pivotal to the HIV and AIDS movement would get jobs, would leave the country, would get jobs with organizations, maybe international organizations that would not allow them to do the activism that they were doing, to lead the movement and make sure that it's vibrant. And then on the other front, there's the issue that with the organizations working around HIV and AIDS, I think at first it was not a very attractive job market for a lot of people, so it tended to attract activists. But then when people saw that there was good money pouring in and a job would be offering a very good salary, then we started getting programs, people who are not activists. And I think qualifications are important, yes, but I think we also need to have activists who are program people.